school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. This week, I want to talk to you about how the way I see the world in color is actually helping me organize my PhD studies and the work that I'm doing in school. And I have always been a person that has been able to see things in color. This week and next week, I'm really going to talk to you about how being able to use color allows me to chunk the information that I'm learning and somehow make it stick in my brain better. The best explanation for this that I can give is back when I was teaching in the Montessori environment, I was doing some pull-out learning with some of the kids that needed extra instruction, and there was a child in fourth grade who was having a hard time spelling. Being a person who cannot spell at all, I can feel his pain. So we were trying to learn his spelling words, and no matter what tricks I did, nothing would work. And then I thought, you know what? Let's try using color. So we got colored pencils, and it did not matter what color we used. Like, I didn't assign the colors to anything, but I just broke every single spelling word into syllables, and then I made every syllable a different color. So if the word was tennis shoe, I would write ten-is shoe in three different colors. And then I had him rewrite those words in those colors just a couple of times, just to see what would happen, because nothing else we were doing would work. He got 100 on his spelling test. I was like, no way. So then we just start breaking all of the spelling words into syllables, and each syllable was a different color. Didn't matter what color it was. He would practice writing that way, and then he was able to spell those words for the spelling test. Now, I have not done the research. I'm sure there's much more to actually learning spelling and a reason why I'm terrible at spelling, and this child was also terrible at spelling. I don't know that. I just know that this is how we got him to pass his spelling tests in fourth grade. So I know that for me, I have a photographic memory. And when I say I have a photographic memory, what I mean is, like, if I close my eyes, I can literally see like a picture of pretty much anywhere I've ever been, any house I've ever organized. I could close my eyes and I could see that house. And I could even like go deeper into that picture and remember where certain items were inside of the space. So because I know that this is how my brain traps information in pictures and in color, I was like, how can I use those tools to my advantage while I'm in this PhD program? So some of my lectures are in real time, and some of them are recorded. And in the beginning, there were a couple recorded lectures that I was doing on how to do a literature review and how to do an annotated bibliography. And there was so much information. And basically, everything I'm learning in my PhD program is information I did not know before. Because if I knew it before, I wouldn't have to learn it. So new vocabulary words, new everything. So as I was watching the first of these two videos, one on doing a literature review and the other doing an annotated bibliography, the professor said there are four parts to a good journal article. And I was like, oh my gosh, there are four parts. I have four colors. So I grabbed my four 2.0 highlighters. Now, if you're not familiar with Organize 365, I've created two systems, the Sunday Basket for Home and the Friday Workbox for Work, in which I assign the different work that we do, both the visible and invisible work we do at home and at work, and I divide them by these colors. So quickly, here are the colors. Pink, purple, blue, and green. And in both the home-based system and the work-based system, the pink color is anything related to you, like your uniqueness. So at home, it's like, what are your personal goals? And at work, it is like, what is your unique part of your job description? Or if you're just going strictly in a business, it would be like the marketing, whatever the marketing is that leads to finding the customers that want to partner with you and your company. The second color is purple. At home, that's the color of your house. Like, the work of the house is to take care of the house. So anything related to housework would be purple. And at work, purple is the visible work that everybody knows that you're doing, which usually has a KPI associated with it, or it is a project, or it is whatever you're going to end up delivering to the customer that they see. Then the color of blue is always the color of people. So at home, people are your family and your pets. And at work, people are your team members, your colleagues, maybe contractors that you work with inside of your company, whoever you use to help you create and or deliver whatever service or product that you're offering. And then the final color is green. And green is the color of money. So if we're dealing with money at home or at work, we put it in green. But green is also the color of the invisible work that gets done at home and the invisible work that gets done at work. So those are the colors, pink, purple, blue, and green. So as soon as I was watching this video, and it was a video, so I was able to pause, and the professor said there are four sections to this journal article. It was a journal article, how to write a good journal article. And specifically, in order to be able to give a presentation, I was like, okay, I had the notes for the lecture I was watching, and then I also had a sample journal article in front of me that went along with the notes. And I was like, I am going to just randomly assign the colors based on the instructions. So I'll just do pink, purple, blue, and green as we go through. And then later, I'm going to watch this video again, and I'm going to assign the colors based on my methodology, being like blue is for people, and et cetera, et cetera. So what's interesting is when you're reading an article, a journal article that has been written, maybe some publications have word counts or, you know, lengths at which the journal articles could or should be. But I think different, you know, I've seen short ones and I've seen long ones. But when you're writing an application to speak at an event, at a conference, then there are word counts. And in this specific word count, we were looking at a 1,000-word application. Since this time, the application has now been cut down to 500 words. And at the time of the recording, the professor was talking about how hard it is to get enough information of all the information that you need into only 1,000 words. So now it's even harder. So I had this journal article or this application. You could tell I watched a whole bunch of videos that day. And I divided out the information by color. So when the professor was talking about the introduction and the summary and how you want to have a hypothesis, I did all of that in pink. And then in the notes, I highlighted in pink in the notes whenever she was talking about that. And then I used a pink pen to write any additional notes that I needed to know about how to write an introduction and forming the hypothesis. She then said the second part is your method. And when you are, you have to have the method in there, but it is the smallest amount that you will put inside of application. So it was just one sentence. I was able to take my blue highlighter and just highlight that one sentence and then go over and write about what you want to have in, what you want to make sure you mention in your methods. And then the bulk of the writing is going to be about your results. And so I had the results being purple because purple is visible. Like, that's what people want to see are your results. And the results are not optional. They are the thing that you cut out the least when you have to edit down the number of words that are in something. And then it was interesting because we were talking about specifically something that had a word count. You had to have a conclusion and a summarization, but you didn't have word count for the summarization. So there was this neat little trick that you could do where you could say when you were reporting the results, if the results were what you thought you were going to find, then you could say something to the effect of as hypothesized, and then you would give your results. So the word as hypothesized is your conclusion. So I underlined the words like as hypothesized or similar words like that in green, but the bulk of what I was underlining was purple. And being able to look back on that paper related to the notes as to here's your introduction, here's your method, here are your results, and then here's your conclusion with everything underlined, I was able to see how all those different pieces fell into this one article. So I was learning on that day how to do a literature review, how to do an annotated bibliography, and how to write an, it's not an application for a conference, but basically a proposal for a conference. And all of those have similar pieces in different, displayed differently in the writing. And so by being able to assign each of those key components a color, I then was able to go through all three of the trainings again and say, okay, whenever we do an introduction, this is going to be pink. Whenever we're talking about methods, it's going to be blue. Whenever we're talking about results, it's going to be purple. Now, going forward, for the rest of this entire year, whenever I am doing anything, I will stick with these colors, and these colors will help me focus and make sure that I don't miss any of these key areas, and identifying and comparing things in between journal articles that are in the same category. So that is one way in which I am taking my love of colors and using the 2.0 colors that we already have, which I have in highlighters, and I have colored pencils, and I have pens, like, and I have post-it tabs. Like, I have all of these colors everywhere, and applying that to the lecture portion of my learning. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about how I've expanded the number of colors and how I use colors to help me as I'm writing my journal articles in my assignments.